FM, we got it.
You are the one who parted the Red Sea. from the rising.
Can you see? you like high life? This is not high life music. This is the highest life music. The Zoe life. Our own is highest life music. Say highest life music. Eternal life is the highest life. Hallelujah. Man, are we ready? Are we ready?
99.5 FM. 99.5 FM. Love in the morning on Love 99.5 FM.
Hallelujah, it's morning.
Good morning. It's a wonderful brand new day.
Welcome to 99.5 Love FM.
Yes, indeed. It's a brand new day and welcome to Love 99.5 FM. Well, is that your prayer today? It is Thursday, the 23rd of July. That is your prayer. I say an amen to that prayer for you. Haven't said an amen. Let me ask you to be positive. Keep thinking positive always. You know why? It is simply because it is the right thing to do. Now, life will not always go the way you planned. There'll be days of pain, disappointment, delays, and setbacks. But never allow negative thoughts to become your permanent address. Your mind is the garden of your future. What you plant there will eventually grow. So if you plant hope, you'll reap strength. If you plant faith, you'll reap courage. If you plant positive thoughts, you will find the strength to keep moving even when the road is tough. Remember, every great success began with someone who refused to give up despite the odds. So today, choose to see opportunities instead of obstacles, solutions instead of problems, and hope instead of fear. Think positive, stay positive, and watch your life change for the better. Well, I hope that has gone down well with you. Those are just a few words of motivation for you to begin your day with. Well, this morning, passing showers with an overcast are expected. Temperature is at 25 degrees Celsius. Humidity is at 86%. Precipitation, that is at 28%. Yes, wind is blowing. Wind is blowing at 10 kilometers per hour. It'll be mostly cloudy in the afternoon, with some isolated thunderstorms expected. Afternoon temperature will be at 28 degrees Celsius. Humidity will drop from the 86% to 75%. Precipitation will go up from the 28% and go up to 36% as wind will blow at 9 kilometers per hour. A passing showers with an overcast are expected in the evening as temperature will settle at 23 degrees Celsius. And that's your weather for today. And the weather came your way courtesy Amansi Air Community Bank PLC, your reliable financial partner. My reliable financial partner. When it comes to products and services, they are into savings accounts, current accounts, Susu accounts, plus fixed deposit accounts. We also give out loans, so they have commercial loans and overdraft available. They have the salary loans for both government workers and private workers. They have the pensioners loan, the Simisu loan is available. It's a top-up, actually. You go for a loan, it was not enough for whatever you wanted to use it for, they will give you a top-up. Aside from all these, they have the microfinance loans, the Equia Phone Console loan for the farmers. As an individual farmer or group of farmers, you can access this loan. Also available are the Flexi Cash loans. The funeral loans are also available for everyone. You don't need an account with the bank before you can access the funeral loan. You have the Asorin Puto loan for the churches, plus the Susu loans for all the Susu contributors. Like I always tell you each and every morning, they all come with flexible and affordable interest rates. You have ATM services, the Ghana Pay services is also available. That is where they link your mobile money wallet to your bank account. And they have the mobile money services, the eSwitch services, plus money transfer services where they have the domestic and the foreign one. And the domestic one is called iTrans. It's available everywhere in Ghana. Foreign ones include RIA, Unitylink, and Western Union. And Twakrum is where you can find the head office. But they also have branches at Maso Nkwanta, Maso Edubia, Maso Datano, Bekwai Ashanti, that one is near the post office. At Emnya Kwanta, on the Komasi Obuasi Road, there's a branch there. At Akokari, on the Akokari College of Education campus, you have a branch there as well. If you come to Roman Hill here in Kumasi, at the Kote Station, there's a branch. At Asim, the CAS campus, there's a branch. At Ahunjo, Atinga Junction, there's a branch. At Santasi, Opogowari School campus, they have a branch there. Final one can be found at Sofo Line at a new transport terminal. You can call them at 0247-200013. That is 0247-200013. For complaints, you can reach them at 0501-64-6414. They are the best community bank in Kumasi. Currently, yes, currently. They are the best community bank in Kumasi. Speak to them. You can also visit www.amasebank.com or info@amasebank.com for some more information. Well, for information, in the coming days, imagine switching on your lights and nothing happens. Imagine your business coming to a standstill, your shop going dark, your children struggling to sleep or to study at night, and your daily routine turned upside down. That is a reality many people here in the Shanti region must brace themselves for after the announcement by the ECG that a three-month power interruption is looming to allow Gridco to undertake major upgrade works on their lines. Are you ready for this sacrifice? Will the short-term pain lead to long-term gain? Or are residents and businesses being asked to shoulder yet another burden? That may not change much. Stay with us as we find out what exactly is being upgraded, why it takes 3 months, which areas need to be affected, what will happen to our hospitals, our coal stores, our barbers, our welders, our hairdressers, our students, and the thousands of other small businesses that depend on electricity every single day. Is this a price we must pay for a more reliable power supply? And could this exercise have been planned better to reduce the impact on the people? 3 months is no small time. It's no small time at all. This is a conversation that affects each and every home, each and every person here in the Ashanti region. It affects businesses, it affects families. You stay tuned for that conversation. It comes your way shortly. Well, Kumasi traders and drivers are calling for tax cuts and stabilization of the city ahead of the mid-year budget review that is expected to be presented today by the finance minister. What are expectations as the mid-year budget review is presented today? What are your own expectations? You can share that with us on 055-111-11995. Let's hear from you. The man, Steve Zando, he says good morning to all of you. He's asking you to stay tuned as he brings you the very latest information from the world of sports. Just around 7. I'm also eager to hear what he has for us this morning. So please stay tuned. On the Super Morning Show that comes your way later this morning around 8:30, it's going to be about the budget, the media budget review. Please stay tuned for that as well. Coming up next is the news at 6. Comes here with Kerry's Holy Mosquito Spray and Quail Lillian Seasoning Powder. I love that Lillian Seasoning Powder. It's beautiful. It makes your meals sumptuous and nice. It also, the news comes here with Kerry's Kumewuman Community Bank PLC. Not forgetting Tropical Cables. They are strong, safe and reliable. And also Dunima Steel Complex Limited. Dunima Steel Complex, your number one producers of quality roofing products. Call us on 0244-126-625 or visit our showrooms at Asafo and Bantama. Dunima, home of tropical products. Yeah, baby, mommy, oh.